You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have been returning to so-called normal lives as the nation's involvement in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is winding down. But the transition is hugely challenging for the vets and their families. Tonight at 7 on Arizona State's Tempe campus, retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Jake Kopelman will present the Barrett Honors College's Rhodes Lecture. It's called From Baghdad to America, Life After War. Kopelman also wrote a best-selling book with a similar title, From Baghdad to America, Life After War for a Marine and His Rescued Dog. Jay Kopelman joins me in studio right now. Jay, were you diagnosed with PTSD?
Mild PTSD. I think it's more just I have a bad temper. So that's certainly one of the ways in which it's manifested. And so people should look for that, for sudden outbursts, hypervigilance, hyperreactivity, overprotectiveness. Those are some of the ways that it's manifested. Also, sleeplessness, which was the big thing for me with the bad temper. Mm-hmm. I was, for probably 6 years or so, I slept 3 to 4 hours a night if I was lucky. Okay. Also, nightmares for those who do sleep. Becoming paralyzed in a given situation that normally would not do that to somebody, you know, if there's an incident that reminds one of the experiences that they had, then, you know, certainly those are all things to look for.
It would make sense, though, wouldn't it, if you go in with a personality with a temper anyway, that being in a situation on a battlefield would make that worse for anybody?
It could, right. So anything that you have, any of those things I've just described are going to be magnified afterward. Mm. And, you know, unless you're a sociopath going in, you're somehow going to be affected coming out. And I think that it's just based a lot on your earlier life and experiences, too, as to just how affected you're going to become. Mm. So some people are more susceptible than others.
How big an issue is that as we have more soldiers coming back?
Well, it's going to remain an issue. I mean, so it's a big issue now, but there are more opportunities for people to get treatment than there used to be, and more people are taking that opportunity than we had seen in the past. Previously, having PTSD was seen as a sign of weakness, was stigmatized. Those who admitted to having anything wrong were ostracized. But the highest levels of the DOD and all of the service chiefs have said that that's not going to be the case, that we're going to provide the help that's needed to people. And so whether that's in the form of counseling or chemistry or a combination of both, along with other non-traditional types of treatment and therapies, then you know, we're going to see improvements in that arena.
Have you been encouraged by what you've seen and people who've actually gone through treatment and seen some improvement?
Yes, absolutely. The problem with not getting the treatment is then the psychological injury, because that's what it is. So it's like any other injury. If you don't fix it, it won't heal. It festers and worsens. And then we have all the attendant problems that result from that, such as broken marriages, broken families, loss of a job, and then ultimately leading to oftentimes alcohol and drug abuse and then homelessness.
How do we measure what the value is of going to war, being in battle?
So how have we always measured it, right? What is a measure of success or failure? If we measure it in we killed more of them than they killed of us, then we've had overwhelming success, right? If you measure it as was there a clearly stated and defined mission with clear, well-defined objectives, and did we accomplish all those objectives leading to the successful accomplishment of a mission, it's a lot fuzzier than being able to say unequivocally we have the statistics and the data that show, you know, we have more and they have less. And so I'm not sure how we measure the value of going to war in, you know, for the last 13 years. I'm not sure at this point how we would measure that, whether we've I can say we have not had overwhelming success. If you look at what's happening in Iraq right now, the Al-Qaeda's moved back into Fallujah. All the work we did there, all the lives that were lost there, it seems to be for naught. It's really frustrating. It's horribly frustrating.
Did you know when you left the battlefield what you were going to do? Did you feel confident about what your next step was going to be? Did you feel like people who loved you and those who were close to you understood what you were coming back from, and then the transition was going to be certainly not smooth, but not as bumpy? And how bumpy was it?
Well, when I left the battlefield, I was still on active duty, and that's where I had intended to stay. So when I came back, I didn't really have to worry about that transition. I had to transition into being around people other than Marines and soldiers, but so that was interesting. And we were having some people over for dinner, and couldn't help but listen to these people and think just how clueless they really were about the big picture, about life in general and the world around them, because they were so insulated in their little worlds. Their biggest concerns was, it seemed to be that they couldn't get the temperature right in their wine cellars. This was a major issue for them. And, talking about how wonderful their kid is. And when I knew for a fact that their kids were out getting stoned every day, and, you've got to be kidding me. This is your life. And when this all came up, I said something really inappropriate at the time. And I can't remember what it was. It kind of, just shut down the conversation. Young men are being killed every day, who aren't much older than their children. Mm-hmm. And, they just have no awareness of it. So I think that was a big adjustment.
Retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Jay Kopelman. He's presenting the Barrett Honors College Rhodes Lecture tonight at 7 on ASU's Tempe campus. The presentation is called From Baghdad to America, Life After War. Jay, thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much, Steve.